The Golden Bough. A Study of Magic and Religion. By Sir James George Frazer. This audiobook was produced by Klaus-Dieter Mond, Rastatt, Germany and is published under the conditions of the Gutenberg Organization. Chapter 48. The Corn Spirit as an Animal. Section 7. The Corn Spirit as a Bull, Cow, or Ox. Another form which the corn spirit often assumes is that of a bull, cow, or ox. When the wind sweeps over the corn, they say at Konitz, in West Prussia, the steer is running in the corn. When the corn is thick and strong in one spot, they say in some parts of East Prussia, the bull is lying in the corn. When a harvester has overstrained and lamed himself, they say in the Graudenz district of West Prussia, the bull pushed him. In Lorraine they say, he has the bull. The meaning of both expressions is that he has unwittingly lighted upon the divine corn spirit, who has punished the profane intruder with lamenes. So near Chambery, when a reaper wounds himself with his sickle, it is said that he has the wound of the ox. In the district of Bunslaw, Silesia, the last sheaf is sometimes made into the shape of a horned ox, stuffed with tow and wrapped in corn ears. This figure is called the old man. In some parts of Bohemia the last sheaf is made up in human form and called the buffalo bull. These cases show a confusion of the human with the animal shape of the corn spirit. The confusion is like that of killing a wether under the name of a wolf. All over Swabia the last bundle of corn on the field is called the cow. The man who cuts the last ears, has the cow, and is himself called cow or barley cow or oats cow, according to the crop. At the harvest supper he gets an osseg of flowers and corn ears and a more liberal allowance of drink than the rest. But he is teased and laughed at. So no one likes to be the cow. The cow is sometimes represented by the figure of a woman made out of ears of corn and corn flowers. It was carried to the farmhouse by the man who had cut the last handful of corn. The children ran after him and the neighbors turned out to laugh at him, till the farmer took the cow from him. Here again the confusion between the human and the animal form of the corn spirit is apparent. In various parts of Switzerland the reaper who cuts the last ears of corn is called wheat cow, corn cow, oats cow, or corn steer, and is the butt of many a joke. On the other hand, in the district of Rosenheim, Upper Bavaria, when a farmer is later of getting in his harvest than his neighbors, they set up on his land a straw bull, as it is called. This is a gigantic figure of a bull made of stubble on a framework of wood and adorned with flowers and leaves. Attached to it is a label on which are scrawled doggerel verses in ridicule of the man on whose land the straw bull is set up. Again, the corn spirit in the form of a bull or ox is killed on the harvest field at the close of the reaping. At Poyuli, near Dijon, when the last ears of corn are about to be cut, an ox adorned with ribbons, flowers, and ears of corn is led around the field, followed by the whole troop of reapers dancing. Then a man disguised as the devil cuts the last ears of corn and immediately slaughters the ox. Part of the flesh of the animal is eaten at the harvest supper. Part is pickled and kept till the first day of sowing in spring. At Pontamausen and elsewhere on the evening of the last day of reaping, a calf adorned with flowers and ears of corn is led thrice round the farmyard, being allured by a bait or driven by men with sticks, or conducted by the farmer's wife with a rope. The calf chosen for this ceremony is the calf which was born first on the farm in the spring of the year. It is followed by all the reapers with their tools. Then it is allowed to run free. The reapers chase it, and whoever catches it is called king of the calf. Lastly, it is solemnly killed. At Lunneville the man who acts as butcher is a Jewish merchant of the village. Sometimes again the corn spirit hides himself amongst the cut corn in the barn to reappear in bull or cow form at threshing. Thus at Wermlingen, in Thuringen, the man who gives the last stroke at threshing is called the cow, or rather the barley cow, oats cow, peas cow, or the lark, according to the crop. He is entirely enveloped in straw. His head is surmounted by sticks in imitation of horns, and two lads lead him by ropes to the well to drink. On the way thither he must low like a cow, and for a long time afterwards he goes by the name of the cow. At Obermedlingen, in Swabia, when the threshing draws near an end, each man is careful to avoid giving the last stroke. He who does give it, gets the cow, which is a straw figure dressed in an old ragged petticoat, hood, and stockings. It is tied on his back with a straw rope. His face is black end, and being bound with straw ropes to a wheelbarrow he is wheeled round the village. Here, again, we meet with that confusion between the human and animal shape of the corn spirit which we have noted in other customs. In Canton Schaffhausen the man who threshes the last corn is called the cow. In Canton Thurgau, the corn bull. In Canton Zurich, the thresher cow. In the last mentioned district he is wrapped in straw and bound to one of the trees in the orchard. At Arad, in Hungary, the man who gives the last stroke at threshing is enveloped in straw and a cow's hide with the horns attached to it. At Pesnitz, in the district of Dresden, the man who gives the last stroke with the flail is called bull. You must make a strawman and set it up before a neighbor's window. Here, apparently, as in so many cases, the corn spirit is passed on to a neighbor who has not finished threshing. So at Herbrechtingen, in Thüringen, the effigy of a ragged old woman is flung into the barn of the farmer who is last with his threshing. The man who throws it in cries, "There is the cow for you." If the threshers catch him they detain him overnight and punish him by keeping him from the harvest supper. In these latter customs the confusion between the human and the animal shape of the corn spirit meets us again. Further, the corn spirit in bull form is sometimes believed to be killed at threshing. At Auxa, in threshing the last bundle of corn, they call out 12 times, "We are killing the bull." In the neighborhood of Bordeaux, where a butcher kills an ox on the field immediately after the close of the reaping, it is said of the man who gives the last stroke at threshing that, he has killed the bull. At Chambéry the last sheaf is called the sheaf of the young ox, and a race takes place to it in which all the reapers join. When the last stroke is given at threshing they say that, the ox is killed. And immediately thereupon a real ox is slaughtered by the reaper who cut the last corn. The flesh of the ox is eaten by the threshers at supper. We have seen that sometimes the young corn spirit, whose task it is to quicken the corn of the coming year, is believed to be born as a corn baby on the harvest field. Similarly in Bury the young corn spirit is sometimes supposed to be born on the field in calf form. For when a binder has not rope enough to bind all the corn in sheaves, he puts aside the wheat that remains over and imitates the lowing of a cow. The meaning is that, the sheaf has given birth to a calf. In Piedetis 6 me when a binder cannot keep up with the reaper whom he or she follows, they say, he, or she, is giving birth to the calf. In some parts of Prussia, in similar circumstances, they call out to the woman, "The bull is coming," and imitate the bellowing of a bull. In these cases the woman is conceived as the corn cow or old corn spirit, while the supposed calf is the corn calf or young corn spirit. In some parts of Austria a mythical calf, Mulchkalbchen, is believed to be seen amongst the sprouting corn in Springham to push the children. When the corn waves in the wind they say, "The calf is going about." Clearly, as Mannhardt observes, this calf of the springtime is the same animal which is afterwards believed to be killed at reaping.